bringing our man Will Z. Will, what's happening, my man?
What's up, Damien? How you doing?
I'm great, brother. I'm great. So happy that you are here with us, man. Will Z of SI. Will, this sucks, man.
Yeah, it does.
I told the insiders earlier, I'm just ready for this season to kind of be over. And
I heard you say that.
I don't know if it's over during the regular season, fine. If it's over after the first play-in, fine. If it's over after, you know, five games with the Oklahoma City Thunder, maybe it goes to it's whatever. I'm just, this season has been so repetitively frustrating.
Yeah, and it's not even disappointing. Like, I heard you say that, and I 100% agree. Like, it's just, there's nothing they can do in the last seven games. And in the, like, yeah, if they win, I think to be impressed, they'd have to win, get into the playoffs and win the first round series, which I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that can happen that will surprise me anymore with this team.
Including getting to the playoffs. Like, if they get to the playoffs, it's like, wow, they did it. Unbelievable. Yeah. Like, I can't believe it. They did it.
Yeah. And it's just not even, I don't even know if I'm disappointed. I can't find the right word to explain what I'm feeling. Indifferent at this point, I think.
I don't think it's indifference because we're still invested in it. Like, I'll speak for me. I think I'm just so tired of the constant. I think I'm exhausted. We talk about this feels like, you know, 2, 3, 4 seasons all wrapped up into one. Like, Mike Brown was the head coach this season. It feels like an eternity ago that Mike Brown was the head coach. That was this season. The excitement of the DeMar DeRozan signing. And if anyone says that they weren't excited in July, like, I feel like they're lying. And then the season kind of starting the way that it starts, and then all of the ridiculous De'Aaron Fox stuff surrounding his trade, and then ultimately the trade being executed, everything that happened after the trade, you know, the working in Zach LaVine, and then you had the actual trade deadline when Valanciunas and Jake LaRavia come over. I just feel like so much has happened. There was a 7-game winning streak this year. There was just a ton of excitement surrounding Doug Christie. And it's all just kind of settled.
Yeah.
And stopped.
And maybe this is the first time that it's kind of evened out because it's been so many ups and downs with the drastic changes in between. Like, we haven't had kind of a steady stretch. And maybe we're in that at this point, which is a tough time to be in it because there's, 7 games left?
Yeah.
But it's just weird. It's been a weird season. That I'm starting to get to the point, especially like writing articles, like writing the matchup article every game is just, I don't look forward to it right now. I do it to do it and because I need to, but it's like the joy around this team, which seems like the buzzword of the NBA this season. Mm-hmm. Like, the joy seems like it's gone from everyone, media, fans, team, players, coaches, like everyone around the Kings. It just feels like it's, everyone's ready for it to be done.
What stood out to you the most last night? They didn't get blown out. They played really solid basketball for 47 minutes or whatever it was, and then they wind up losing late to Tyrese and Pascal Siakam.
Yeah, I think to me it's just those two plays, the back-to-back, like, just terrible defensive plays, and to have those types of lapses. I wanted to try and go back and watch them again before I came on, but I forgot. Trying to find my AirPods, finally found them. but the like lapse in defense with a minute to go, at that point when you need a win, I think it was like a soft screen to get Tyrese open, and LaVine didn't step up on it or something like that. And then the Siakam one, I don't remember the details, but similar. Like, it wasn't great offense by the Pacers to get those open looks. They just kind of moved the ball a little, set some screens, and got great opportunities, and the shots finally fell. Like, Halliburton was saying, we know we're going to get the shots to fall. Like, we're getting the looks, they're going to fall, and they did. And like you were saying, how they were dancing around and making fun things almost on the court. They knew it was coming. We all knew it was coming. Personally, I felt the entire fourth quarter like the Kings were going to lose. Like, it just was a matter of time for me that eventually it was going to fall apart. So I think just the last 2 minutes of execution, the inability to score at all down the stretch, the shot clock violation, the lack of going to Sabonis in the fourth quarter yet again, like just multiple things that lead to that moment and to the loss.
I know you wrote something it was before the Indiana game, mm-hmm. about the Kings' three-point shooting. Or was it the Kings' three-point shooting defense?
Yeah, a combination of both. So I wanted to look at how, because they've had issues not only defending the three, but also making their threes. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about it all season, just their point differential from beyond the arc. They're losing it almost every night. So the numbers are a little old, but I did refresh this one. They have made 169 less three-pointers this season than their opponents. That's the second worst differential in the league. The only team that has more of a difference is the 21-54 New Orleans Pelicans. They're at 187 on the bottom side. For reference, the Celtics, to no surprise, have made 380 more threes than their opponents, which is nuts. But that's the other end of the spectrum. So we see just the Kings are getting constantly destroyed beyond the arc. And I don't know if we're still in the midst of the 3-point era. It feels like we're reverting back to twos, but like the NBA is 3 points, like 3-point making. You have to do it. Doug Christie's asking for it over and over and over again. And he led off with it, I think, in his press conference last night, how the Kings need to take more threes. And he's just saying the same thing. And they just keep sitting around that like 24 to 30 range, which is so low, especially with him saying he wants 50.
This is tough because obviously Doug is the first NBA head coach that like I know, and it's hard to like, is that Doug's fault? Like whose fault is that? Like Doug wanting them, because at some point like I don't think they've even approached the number that Doug has asked them to. I think it was the Bucks game. We looked at this a minute ago. They were 9-38, just 23%, awful. But there were 38 three-point attempts. Everything since then, Boston, Portland, that was a win. Orlando, lost by 30. And last night's game, those are all in the 20s. And it's like, is that on them for being unable to do what Doug is asking them to do? Or is that on Doug for not recognizing that perhaps this team isn't capable of doing that?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know, maybe a combo. I don't think the roster is set up to take 53s because you've got DeRozan, who has been taking more threes this year, and Sabonis, who, again, has been taking more, but that's not, neither of them are going to want to go out and take 8 threes a game. And you've got, again, Monk. I keep saying it, he's not the best three-point shooter. Like, he'll take them, but he'll probably be around that, like, 35% range. This team just doesn't have the makeup, I think, of a high-volume shooting team. And maybe it is, I don't know, Doug needs to reassess the strategy, but at the same time, I don't know how you lean into the two-point strategy, because that clearly hasn't been working either. So you've got to try something different. The ironic part is they shot 47 threes against the Thunder and lost. Like, and they made 23 of them. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
I don't know. This is a weird team that doesn't feel like the roster makes sense with what the coaches want, even with Mike Brown, now with Doug Christie, before the trades, after the trades. None of the different seasons have made sense.
Yeah, and that was, you know, that was the tough part about acquiring Zach LaVine. As much as I still believe that was just a lateral move from De'Aaron Fox,
yep.
It was also, okay, this doesn't bring anything different to the roster. Mm-hmm. Like, at worst, you're replacing De'Aaron Fox with another version of De'Aaron Fox. You know, a guy who has a similar skill set to De'Aaron Fox, a guy who could score on multiple different levels.
Yep.
And it didn't balance, to your point, it didn't really balance anything out. And it just kept whatever imbalances or frustrations you thought existed with the De'Aaron Fox version of the team, it just kept them in place because Zach LaVine is a similar player.
Yeah. And, like, you get more threes but from LaVine than Fox, but actually maybe not even more. So I pulled up, since LaVine's first game, the number of threes per player. You've got LaVine at 6.8, Keegan at 6.4, Monk at 6.3, Keon at 4.3, DeRozan 4.1, Laravia 2.7, Lyles 2.7. Like, those are all fine, but as a team, they're averaging 34.3 threes per game. Let me look at what they were averaging before. Let's just switch this date. So before the trade, they were averaging... Where'd they go?
The numbers are escaping. 35.9.
So it actually went down since LaVine joined the team.
You said 35.9.
Yeah, and I think the first... after the trade was like 34.2 or something like that. So it's weird. I don't know. I feel like I just keep saying it's weird over and over and over again. Sorry.
Well, no, it is. I mean, it's, I mean, you know, the DeMar DeRozan haters will blame him. The Keegan Murray detractors will say he's not taking those shots anymore. The in and out of Keon and Malik is, you know, kind of frustrating in and of itself. And go ahead, go finish that just to make sure. Casey's here, ladies and gentlemen. Media superstar Kenny Caraway with his 90s R&B turtleneck on, looking fire. We'll talk to Casey about Mike Bibby's press conference coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But there's like a why? Like, why is the inability, and at this point, I'm not even asking about the inability to get the three up. I'm asking, or make the three. I'm asking about the inability to get the three up. And there's theories all over the place, and I feel like most of them center on DeMar DeRozan and people, a lot of Kings fans, just not liking the way that he plays and him, I guess, not fitting with what Doug Christie wants this team to do, which is going to create for a really interesting offseason.
Yeah, so you pair that with their inability to defend the three. Like, in case anyone forgot, Kings are giving up the highest three-point percentage in the league, 38.6%. That's right around what they gave up last year. This isn't a new problem. Even though we have new players, we're still seeing the same issues in terms of defending the three. It's just a multitude of everything stacking on top of each other. So maybe we're not stacking days, we're stacking problems, which is not ideal.
Oh, man. Will Z with the season tagline right there, stacking problems. We appreciate you, Will. Seven games left. What do you think happens?
Oh, man. I don't know. They probably win like three or four. The Suns are 2-11 without Durant this season, with both of those wins coming against Utah. So I think they'll still get into the play-in scenario. After that, I have no idea. I wouldn't be surprised if they beat Dallas. I won't be surprised if they lose to Dallas. Anthony Davis coming back will be a big question, or how he plays in that scenario. But I don't know. It's so hard to say.
That's, I don't know, the other tagline of the Sacramento Kings season. Great stuff, as always, Will. We appreciate you, my friend. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
So, man, Will Z, SI right there. We'll come back. Casey, there's a meeting. Like, every on-air personality in the cluster is sitting in this meeting that is still going on.
It's not going to be ending anytime soon. I'm going to head back out there right now in a minute after we go to break. Yeah, no, it's not great, man.
All right, we'll come back. Stilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. All right, we back here as K Casey and Jesse continue to attend the never-ending meeting because one individual in the entire cluster screwed up.
Yeah, we'll have a little fun with this when we get back.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Very good. Very good. See, but it doesn't appear that's getting back anytime. I'm telling you, like, everyone is sitting out there just stay. And I'm watching this big screen play because, like, we have this projector that airs these Zoom meetings with people out of market. And I'm looking at it like, oh, no, everybody is just on the Zoom, not in the building. This isn't happening in the building. This is happening on the Zoom. Just sitting around talking, just having a blast. It's like, no, move along. There are people in the meeting. This is a shoot. There are people in the meeting. I'm not gonna call anyone out, but it's funny. There are people in the meeting who are commenting on our Instagram post that Leezy just put up. That is the level of engagement that is going on out there. Is there anything more annoying than a useless work meeting that wastes everybody's time? This meeting that is happening is literally because of one thing. Oh, guys, this is mandatory. Got to stop everything. There is a coworker that every single one of you at your job want to punch. You don't do it because that's not the right thing to do. But all of you have one. And if you don't have one, you're the one they want to punch. There is somebody out there. Now, admittedly, I have a couple. Really, it's just one. But I'm going to add another to the list because of this meeting. Oh, and it's okay. Y'all know how you have a meeting that everyone is desperate to get over with, except for one person. That one person asks every stupid question that you can think of. And everyone else is looking at each other like, will this idiot stop talking? And it appears, as Jesse is taking his seat in the producer studio, that the meeting is now over with. I see the Odyssey logo back on the screen, and the Zoom is over.
We work with some funny people. Let me tell you, pal. We got this meeting for a reason. At the end, anyone got any questions? No one wants to speak up. We're having this meeting for a reason.
No one says anything.
No one wants to speak up. Out here wasting 45 minutes of our day. Can't be on the radio, but all right. It's
51 minutes to be exact. And I love that the meeting's over and Casey appears to just be standing at the door having a conversation. Yeah, just talking it up. No, he's talking to Malia. No, I've been in here sweating. No, I've been in here sweating for 81 minutes. We're talking about the baby. Okay, Malia, congratulations. Malia's having a baby, everybody. Malia is not the reason for the meeting today.
Alan Brown in the chat. There's always that one person that just keeps going, no, that one person needed to start today. We're here for you.
I love that.
We're here for you.
The person, that's the best part. The person that I was just talking about is one and the same. The reason we had this meeting is the same person who asked the damn questions at the end of every meeting.
Go ahead and speak up today.
Today? Oh, nothing to say today, huh? Boy.
It's legit. He's like, so anyone have any questions? And I'm sitting there like, no one's speaking up. Someone's got to have something.
Y'all are funny. Wait till y'all. I'm gonna let KC get situated because we got a wait till you see this man right here. Hold on. Don't put the camera up. Let me see if I can get. Hold on. Let me see what I got over here. Nah, we don't want to do that. No. Stand by. Because you got to get a proper introduction, man. You can't carry away. No, you. No, hold on. Oh, that's not Casey. That's Casey. Hang on. What do we got here? We need something. I don't know. I was hoping for something a little. I guess we could do. We could do this one.
What I'm thinking.
Well,
no.
No, we little 90s R&B vibes. Here he is.
Come on, man.
Fresh out of a
maybe the last time for a couple months, maybe. Had to get this off, man. I was looking at the weather app. It's like 85 next. This might be it.
Yeah.
Might be it till like November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
he got the extra warm turtleneck. Yeah, come in. Now, we don't need to kill time. Just go ahead, sit down for a sec. We won't take a ton of your time. Okay. I'm just getting popping.
Yeah, I was gonna say, standing here looking out my window.
Yeah.
What you know about that case? Y'all
you do look
that.
Like Carl Thomas.
Oh, what that one?
This does look like a Carl Thomas album
Long
cover.
Long days and nights.
He looks like a '90s R&B
we
singer.
We spent till she dropped the bomb. No, I'll leave that for the.
Well, you don't. Sound,
I'll leave that for the new show.
You don't sound
I'll leave
like
that for
one.
The new show. You know,
okay. You're gonna criticize somebody singing.
I'm gonna be.
That is wreck.
Why don't you?
I'm gonna be calling in, making my request.
That.
You know what I'm saying? Call and make my request on the new show.
Did you know that I'm bringing a slow jam show back to KSFM?
I did not. When is that gonna start?
Well, allegedly. Your boss can be a bit sketchy sometimes.
No, not him.
He can be a bit sketchy.
Wait, sometimes he says stuff and then it just never happens?
It just doesn't happen sometimes.
No, that's not him.
We on air?
Yeah, no, this is live, pal.
Just make it short. Yeah,
well, he has to ask, too.
Just make it short.
Yeah, no. We sometimes just kind of randomly go to break.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed.
So it's coming, we think. It's in the calendar, April 27th,
that's
I think,
what I thought
is
it was.
Okay, that's
returns.
Great.
Yeah.
I love that.
I think
you're
it's
gonna
returning.
Sing all those songs.
I'm going to what?
You're going to sing all those
I'm
songs.
I'm
not going to tell me about the singing
you know,
portion
but
of the
you
show.
You will eventually.
Oh, I will.
Oh, because he loves to sing.
And you know what the great part is?
What?
Because everyone knows now.
Yeah.
I'll be singing to you.
Hey. Ow.
Yeah. And you do.
Yep.
And he does.
You love it.
I love it.
Yes, you do.
Every second of it. Mm-hmm. Just...
I believe you
flat
said.
Flat keys. What did I say?
You love my pitch.
When's the duet?
Well.
When's the Von Kiki Wyatt going down? When's
no,
the
I
duet?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
My first love. When's it happening?
Your pitch.
I love that Kevin just walked by, stopped, looked, and was like, oh. It kept moving.
Well, he knows so.
I think everyone wants to know, how great is it to be dating me?
The best thing that's ever happened to me, honestly. I almost cussed. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my favorite thing in the whole world.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah. You're my favorite person.
We're going to turn this into the grossest show of all time.
I know. We're really gross, guys.
I waved Katie in because Katie was like, I'll come fill time with Kenny out.
Right. I didn't think Kenny would be back.
You were stuck in the same meeting. And I actually thought you were going to be here a little bit before you had to go to the meeting, but it was literally like minutes before you had to go.
I saw all the stars were out. Were they talking about my notes were up or Ken's? I couldn't tell because I was like, yo, I don't know.
I have no idea.
But
I'm getting text
too.
Messages and I got text messages from Katie and Kyle and I'm like, I'm busy. I do not know what you guys are talking about.
So they said, Damien, Katie, Ken, you have to log off. I never logged on.
That's the other thing. Yeah, you were in the building.
I just literally handed my phone to somebody and said, well, don't look
at... I hope you didn't do that.
Oh.
I said, don't go into the hidden file.
There's a couple files you need to stay out of there.
Anyways.
Oh.
Nick
V's got a great point. That meeting might have been an April Fool's joke.
That's a great point.
Oh, we thought it was on our show.
Oh.
It wasn't.
Oh, I heard that at 5:30. Yeah.
I learned a lot, though.
I did get a text from our boss halfway through it with a gift that just said, pay attention.
Oh. Which boss?
Oh, snap.
Complex.
Oh, well.
Because I was texting you.
That's terrific. All right. You've had a long day.
Very long day.
You were here. I wanted to wave you in and then just confirm that it is awesome to be dating me.
Oh, it is awesome to be dating you.
Okay.
You are the, what do I call you?
Your little prince.
My little prince. Ooh, my little jewel.
She does call me that. You guys are going to hate this whole thing.
We're so gross.
Yeah.
Like, really disgustingly gross. Like, match our clothes together. I purposely didn't tell you I was wearing green today because I knew you'd wear green.
Because I'd wear the essential sweatsuit
yeah.
that you often wear.
The
Okay, what happened to the other essential sweatsuit?
You stained them.
The I'm with her crew neck coming up soon.
Okay, can I tell the story about when
doing that?
Can I tell the story about when you put the suit on after I wore it?
The sweatsuit, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. So it comes in my studio. I was the last person to wear the essential sweatsuit because it's the only thing of his clothes that fit my butt. Let's be honest. Anyways, he comes in and he goes, can I tell you what my life is like now? And I go, yes. I think he's going to say something so romantic. First of all, shows a stain on the pants. Well, how dare? Okay.
Well, shouldn't be there.
A tampon out of the pocket. And his hands are tied. Right. And I go, well, right. Kind of. Surrounded by beautiful women. What a terrible lot in life.
Okay.
Okay, baby.
You can go.
Okay.
Okay. Tell me you love me in front of everybody.
I love you so much.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Katie from the wake up call. Oh.
Oh, we getting hugs. Hey, we getting hugs. Hey, 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 hey. Wow.
I think Jesse, I looked over and I think Jesse just died.
I love. I'm dead. I'm real pissed off right now because of that meeting. And like I said, oh, anyone got any questions? Everyone want to be silent.
Jesse really is fired up over
here. Oh, for real. You wasted an hour of my day where I could have been on the radio hanging out with the guys.
And here's the worst part.
I learned something I knew 6 years ago. We did this 6 years ago.
The worst part about this, I'm not sure Jesse actually had to be there. But everybody was being so ridiculous over this meeting. I was just like, go.
No, it's a company thing.
I do not want someone coming to me and going, hey, Jesse didn't do the meeting. He's going to have to, you guys got to survive. It was like, just, I can get by. The King's lost. People are frustrated. I can do this. Mm. Go get this over with. And it was like,
John
all
Paul's
right, man.
In the chat asked, wait, is this real? No, it was real as it gets.
Nah, man. So, it's, look, I don't.
I learned at orientation today.
People got to do what they got to do. I'm not here to criticize anybody, but I mean that could have been recorded and made us do that at our leisure.
It wasn't even
like the you have to be on at this time. No, that could have been recorded and look like they do with the curriculum thing you got to do.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Go watch this. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
It's not even that. All right. We can do the meeting, whatever. When we get to anyone have any questions, you better ask your question because clearly we're here because of you. Ask.
Nothing to say, huh?
Ask so I can go to my job.
No, I'm not even sure, man. You might have to text me, dog. I'm not.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know.
No, I'll say it was Andy. It's Andy. We should get Andy in here to explain himself.
Oh, snap.
Shout out our brother Andy. That's our man.
That's my man too, but that's crazy.
I got a lot I want to talk to you about.
Yeah, man.
Let's start with why you weren't here.
Yes.
Let's start with Mike Bibby and the introductory press conference out at Sac State.
Yeah, man. Mike Bibby introduced as the new men's basketball coach this morning on the campus of Sac State. Man, standing room only. In that way. A lot of people were there. A lot of people were excited. And it was just great to see him. I got a chance. Well, you know, Leezy, my man Leezy, our man Leezy was there.
Mm-hmm.
I got a chance to talk to Coach Bibby for a little bit, one-on-one. We'll post that or whatever. But he talked about in that interview, you know, there was a couple times where, you know, he paused a little bit and was at a loss for words. And he talked about it with me later. He said, man, I was getting emotional. I had to slow myself down. I was getting emotional because it means so much, not only to get this opportunity, because this is what I've been working for a while, but to do it here in Sacramento. Yeah. And it meant a lot to be able to do it here. He talked about, you know, how he'd been talking to Mark Orr, my man Mark Orr, for a couple of years. Like, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm here. And he was like, the timing just wasn't right. But now it's right. And he's got everybody excited, man. Coach Marion was in the building as well, man. So they referenced those two and the energy that they're bringing to the campus. But it was a really good day. And I had the feeling of this is going to be a day. And Coach Marion, I wasn't at his press conference, but, you know, we're aware of everything there. And he was there. But being at this one, it felt like we're going to look back on this moment for the university, for Sac State, what they've got going on. When you got the football hire taken care of, you got the men's basketball hire taken care of, and no disrespect to the women's basketball coach or the volleyball team that's been successful and done great things, the baseball team, the softball, everybody's doing great things, but like they said, this is the porch of your athletic department a lot of times in college sport, men's basketball and football. And to get those two in the fold feels like a moment right now. I'm not going to lie. It feels like a moment for Sac State, man. And we talked yesterday with James and a number of different things about, like, hey, Kings, watch out because the A's are here and they might. Mm-hmm. Watch out for Sac State.
Yeah.
Watch out for Sac State. I don't think any of it will take away from anybody, but I think this really could add to the dynamics of the sports landscape in this city.
I think there is such incredible value. I mean, Mike is so special to this city. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked to him on Friday, and you know, I was like, Mike, you know, I know this isn't your home, but he was quick to say, it's my home away from home. And Mike has spent a lot of time here. You know, whether it was, you know, after he got traded to Atlanta, you know, when his NBA career wrapped up, like, Mike's ties to Sacramento never went away. Mm-hmm. Even when it was before broadcasting, like, you know, I could think back. I mentioned that event I did years ago with like 1140 and being on a stage hosting a panel with it was me and Dave with it was Mike, Doug, and Vladdy. Mm-hmm. And Doug wasn't a coach yet. Mike wasn't a coach yet. It was very, very open that Doug on the radio, he was like, I want to be a coach. That's what I want to do. The conversation, the question was thrown to Mike. And Mike, you know, was asked about, you know, what do you want to do? You know, what do you want your next step with basketball to be? Mm-hmm. And he gets up and he walks and he puts his arm around, because he was sitting on the far end. He gets up, he walks over to Vlade, he puts his arm around Vlade, and he goes, be a coach. Vlade was the general manager at the time. Mm-hmm. And to see both of those guys, Doug getting his opportunity with Sacramento now, mm-hmm. and Mike getting his opportunity with Sac State, it's so terrific. And to have someone who the Kings fan base has such a vested interest in, a decades year worth of interest in at Sac State, that's going to create interest from people who may not have, you know, maybe they didn't know who David Patrick was. Maybe the buzz was there a little bit. Man, it sure feels like a lot of people are talking about our new coach and, you know, Coach Zepp, some of the different guys, you know, even Coach Katz. Like, it is different when it's a Sacramento King. It's really different when it's one of those Sacramento Kings.
John Salmons isn't the same.
He is not. He is
John
not.
Salmons is not the same.
Though Sacramento can't get rid of him, so it would be understandable if he came back.
Yeah, no, you said it perfectly, man, and you could just feel the energy in that room. And you know, we talked about Coach Bibby getting Shaq to be at Sac State.
That's right.
Yeah, Shaq Correct. Is going to be. Shaq O'Neal.
Shaq O'Neal's here.
Find the lie.
He's got eligibility.
Find the lie.
Shaq O'Neal is going to be a part of the men's basketball team. But in all honesty, you know, referenced Coach Mann. I love that they got symmetry and chemistry, you know, as those two guys. And he referenced, you know, what Coach Marion's been able to do in recruiting. And now he's, you know, set the college landscape on fire. And he said, you guys are going to see what I can do in recruiting, too. Like, it's on and popping. So,
he told us a little bit.
Yeah.
The amount of text messages and calls. And, you know, it's the way that stuff is navigated where you can – there's, like, a certain time of year you can only text. There's a certain time of year you can call. Mm-hmm. There's a certain time of year you can visit. Like, it is a – you know, Mike needs a – every coach needs a personal assistant – to come to them and say, hey, Mike, text period.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Mike, you can call. Hey, Mike, you got to call this person in
or slap the phone out of their hands. Yeah, when they,
right.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, I wouldn't advise that with Mike, but understood. Like, point taken.
Right.
Point taken.
But yeah, man, just a great morning, man. Shout out to Dr. Luke Woods. Shout out to Michael Orr, the AD.
Yeah.
Got a chance to talk to him for a little bit. Shout out to Andy. Shout out to Ryan. Shout out to Brian, man. They've got that place on fire. And the overwhelming response by everybody when I would talk to somebody or when they were talking to anybody is get your popcorn ready.
Mm-hmm.
Get your popcorn ready. It's about to be a show at the Whale now, too.
Yeah. So where are we at with that? Did we talk to anybody about, you know, what that looks like, how close we are to that being done? Like, is this
off the record? I talked to a couple people. It'll be ready for basketball season. They think it might be done.
I don't think it's off the record if you say it on the radio.
I didn't say who told me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't say who told me.
Okay.
But but you're right. Off the record.
Okay. You know what? Never mind.
No, but they think it'll be ready. It'll be ready more than in time. More than in time.
Don't report that it's off the record.
Don't tweet that either.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody.
Casey thinks.
Casey needs to go to James Ham's School of Reporting.
Yeah, that was a thought from Casey.
Shout out to Professor Kemp. He was my professor at Cal State East Bay in broadcast journalism. Professor Kemp.
There you go.
And we had two basketball players in there. And they're right. Me and my roommate Stevie. He was on the basketball team too, and we both were in the same class. And Professor Kemp, you know, would come in and he'd go, "Hey, Kenny, big game last night, man. Hey, great performance, man. Love seeing that out there. Hey, Stevie, how you doing?"
Oh. That's what happens when I go out with Kenny.
Yeah.
Oh, Casey.
That's not true.
I love your show, bro.
That's not true at all.
Sometimes you're Casey and sometimes you're Stevie, Marty Jannetty, or D'Lo.
And my boy Stevie, man, my man Yeevy Johnson, as I call him, man, he was putting in work. He was doing work. But yeah,
it's just Steve. Yeah,
shout out
Joe.
Professor Kemp. But yeah, I learned. I learned some of the things. I obviously didn't learn off the record on the radio. I was more in print
Learned a little bit, didn't he? Missed
yeah,
that.
He told me he's off the record. What the hell that means?
See, now we're gonna have to have another meeting, another hour long meeting, because the company needs to teach us what off the record means.
I love that we had a meeting like regarding. We could talk about the meeting, right? What was it about? I don't know.
No, actually, they told us
we couldn't even record it. Never mind.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna
leave that alone.
I don't know. We could just point out who screwed up and wasted everybody's morning. This is radio. They have to know, especially for those of us that talk, it's gonna be content. Like, whether you like it or not, it's going to be content.
Yeah.
Like, Paul's going to use it as content. Katie's going to use it as content.
The game is the game.
You chose this life, Odyssey. You chose this life.
Yeah, man. Good times, man. Shout out to my man D-Lo holding it down and sending your boy out there, man. Big ups, man. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's good, man. It's good. I know you got to make a quick stop because obviously I want to get your thoughts on. I don't know where to go. I want to get your thoughts on. Sutter Health Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I got to put you on alerts because.
Yeah, Dame wasn't on Twitter yesterday.
To be clear, Dame's not on Twitter any day.
Unblock me, bro.
No, it's not that. I know that's the gimmick. I just don't open that app.
You might need to download that app again.
I do not open that app. And then I saw Manny referencing a tweet. I'm like,
shout out to Manny, too. Manny texted me. But we'll talk about Sutter Health Park. But the reception was bad. I ain't getting nothing, so I was out of there. So sorry, Manny. Sorry about that, brother. But yeah, there was a tweet.
It drew the ire of some.
Yeah, I'll explain it.
We'll talk about it. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Trista Crick is going to join us, I believe, at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. And well, you're going to have to tell us what you think about the Kings at some point, too. That's one of it's one of the rare games we watched together. I already described our experience.
Phones were thrown.
Not far off. There was a lot of looking to the sky as that game went along. Stilo and Casey, Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. That is a win right there.
Oh, I hear it for you.
Casey back from Mike Bibby's press conference. We'll talk a little bit about the Kings coming up here later on. Trista, I believe, going to be with us. I never really know. She could be building something.
She could be. She was building all weekend.
Top of the 2 o'clock hour, she'll be with us. Sutter Health Park yesterday. You made your way out there after a very long day here at the Odyssey Studios. But you seem to infuriate some people along the way.
Not, all right, man.
I did break kayfabe. Look, we're all friends. We're all good.
Yeah.
Alan's our guy.
Yeah.
But you seem to have pissed some people off yesterday.
Alan is my guy. I don't have no problem with Alan. And to be honest, so
you don't need to listen to him. You just ain't don't have any problem with that. Him.
I don't no problem with Alan, man. But they did one of the shots from the media area, which we'll talk about that in a little bit. But from the media area, full Sutter Health Park, out on the grass and all that other stuff. It was from that video or from that picture, it looked like a packed house, right? And it was. So I had tweeted out, I forgot exactly what I said, but something to the effect of A's home game ain't seen this many people in two decades, in the last 2 decades.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm just talking. Like, the amount of people that took what I said literal is actually a little disturbing. Like I watched the last game in Oakland 6 months ago. I saw they had 35,000 people there. So, no, not literally the most people they've had a home game in 2 decades. But, you know, we talking. And really, really what it is I don't know if you've seen it, Dame, because you're not as much on Twitter or seeing some of the baseball YouTube shows like AJ Pierzynski and all this other stuff. You got writers like Susan Slusser, I think it was, or Ann Killian, either one of them. A lot of people have been taking jabs at Sacramento for a long time. For a long time. And look, it's cool. Just do whatever. There's people in this city, use the term, in SAC media, who have not stood up for the city and cited and took jabs at what's going on in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Not the people or nothing like that, but just the setup of the city, questioning, you know, who they are. Here, on the home front, who've done that. I ain't said nothing. I haven't said anything. I'd be like, it's just whatever. But I see everything.
Mm-hmm.
I see it. I see everything that goes on. So, last night, I put this in wrestling terms. I had a receipt to cash in.
Mm.
I had a receipt. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean I'm going to crap on Oakland A's fans or the Bay Area. I love Oakland as a city. How many times I told you about going to Dollar Dog Wednesdays at the Coliseum when I was at Cal State East Bay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been there plenty of time. When I was staying in San Leandro, right off of Davis Street, the homies from SAC would be like, hey, man, we at the A's game, man. Pull up on us. Cool. I walk over to the BART station. It's one exit up. I get off of Coliseum. I'm going to the game, man. Slide in there. Like, I got love for the A's. I got love for the city of Oakland. It ain't never been no thing for me. But there was a receipt that had to be cashed in. Cashed in the receipt last night. That's all it was. I've been throwing shots for a long time. Threw one back. And that's what it is. And like I told my man, Alan, it's cool, like it's whatever, but what people aren't going to do is crap on this city, crap on Sacramento, and talk about it as if it's a second-rate place. It's not a second-rate place. It's not. So that's all that was last night. It wasn't – I literally – and then I'll also say this, and I don't know if they – I'll just keep it anonymous because I don't know exactly if it's out there like that. But people that I do respect and like – had a problem with what I said. And I let that person know. I said, my bad, dog. Like, I wasn't trying to be, like, mean or nothing like that. I was, you know, out there. We talking, we shooting shots. I'm shooting a quick shot back. Like I said, I had a receipt to cash in. And that's what that was. That wasn't and as you know, as a wrestling, a receipt isn't an ongoing thing. Like, you're not – Travis Scott not going to get beat up every time he see Cody Rhodes. It's just one time.
He's going to get one stiff shot.
You're going to get one.
Mm-hmm.
They got one last night. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even think it'd be that big. I knew some people would react, but I didn't think it would be that big of a deal. But that's all it was.
I'm all for back and forth. I'm all for fan bases standing up for, you know, whatever they believe in. Don't say sack media. Say what you got to say. That's all I ask. Say what you got to say.
That's the only reason I responded, because I'm the only one that said anything. So who else was you talking about?
Just say what you got to say.
Yeah.
It's all good. There's nothing wrong with it. Maybe that's an 1140 thing. Maybe you're not supposed to engage with us. I mean, we know you're not supposed to talk to us, but... Yeah, it's all good. Say what you got to say. Oh, she is here.
Hey,
TK. It doesn't look like she's working today. What's she doing?
What is that?
This is the best airport in the United States.
Which is?
Present company excluded. I like Sacramento's airport a lot.
What airport are you at?
I want to know.
I'm at Portland, but this is what they've done. They've made all these cool little
That is nice.
Areas.
That is very nice. It looks really like
nice. Very nice.
That looks like
you're at a resort or something.
Wow. Okay. Well, I was going to say something, but I ain't going to say it.
Trees in the middle of the airport. Have you ever seen that before, except for Singapore?
Do you have a stupid rabbit that people take pictures of?
No, that's why don't nobody ever take a picture of the PDX airport.
Nope.
See?
Yeah,
we have a carpet.
We have a stupid rabbit.
No, and every time people come into Sacramento, they take a picture of the rabbit, and boom, I'm back in town. No caption needed. You know the vibes.
How many times have you been to Sacramento?
Me?
Yeah, Trista.
Three?
How many times have you taken a picture of that stupid rabbit? Yeah. Yeah, no, very good. That's the point. See, there it is. The only people that do it are the people that are from here, and they take claim to that stupid-ass rabbit.
And I bet you next time Trista comes
through,
she's taking
$3 million of wasted money.
She's taking a picture of the rabbit next time she comes through. I promise.
It's going to be a Luda line, and if you know, you know.
Okay. All right. All right, TK, where are you on your way to? Final Four? San Antonio?
I'm picking. No, I wish. I was in Spokane.
Yeah, let Lauren Betts live.
Yo, have you guys seen anybody in person before that you liked watching on TV, and then you see them in person, and you're immediately now changing your entire opinion about them as a player because now you see everything that the cameras won't show you?
Oh, man.
Come on.
She's the worst.
Oh, gosh.
She's the worst. She's got Bel Air Becky vibes.
Oh man.
That's tough. You know, that's tough for the culture, for Lauren Betts and the fam. Tough. She's like, every time she scores, and one. And it's not even like, you know, a little bass in the voice. No, it's like Lauren Betts.
Wow.
Lauren Betts. Let Lauren live.
Yeah. You guys like that nickname. I think this light will go out at some point.
That's fine.
Is that a light on your phone? Or light from the airport? Oh, okay, okay. Oh, okay,
it's
you a pro, my bad.
Where's
your roadie, by the way? Because you're never holding the camera.
That's a great question.
I got friends who like to take photos. I've trained friends to say, hey, if we're going to be hanging, I'm going to need some content out of this.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Nice.
You've trained your friends. That is spectacular.
Yep. And if me and you, Damien, were to hang out, like for a day, I'd be like, hey, if you see me doing something cool, I'm going to need you to pull the phone out.
If you're hanging with me, you're probably not doing anything cool.
I think you know that. What if we were at a game?
Oh, yeah, we do that at a game. That's no problem.
We're at a game.
She's walking away talking crazy about Lauren Betts.
Jake would do it. Jake would help.
Oh, Jake would absolutely do it. Yeah, Jake knows about the content bag. Like, he cooked.
Kyle would do it for sure.
Kyle took one of my favorite pictures ever. I think we were together. That one at the Echo and Rig.
He
just pulled his phone out and took that picture. That was Kyle.
That was a good look.
Yeah.
That was good a good look.
One. I'm sorry. We got distracted. Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm picking up a friend at the airport.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm in Portland for a minute.
Oh, okay. Right, very good. Sure. Very good.
Yeah.
We were talking about Paige Beckers is having a phenomenal tournament. She She is having an absolutely incredible tournament.
Yes, she is.
I was there for the 40 piece. And I was on that side of the floor when she had 26 in the second half. And she, and Gino was right. She could have scored 50.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was pretty cold and a little timid in the beginning of the, probably beginning to middle of the first quarter. And for her to put up 40, you knew, because it was a curb stomp game, right? That's what we knew it was going to be. And so you're watching it, and you're like, I think she's got 30. And you look up, and it's 33.
Mm.
And you're thinking, okay, how long is Gino going to keep her in? The number's 40, right? The number's 40. She hits a three to make it 40, and immediately the crowd goes wild as Gino brings her back to the bench. And after that game, what was insane was there was probably, I was on the baseline behind the band, which is always fun for NCAA tournaments, is that whole front section is the band. Mm-hmm. And there were probably 20 girls, young girls, waiting for Paige, mm-hmm. waiting. And I'm thinking to myself, I've been to a few of these. I don't think Paige is coming back to the baseline. Mm. They had flags with her face on it. And slowly, I didn't want to hurt their dreams, so I didn't tell them, hey, she's not coming. And they were very confident. 10, 20, 30 minutes into the next game, they're waiting.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, I mean, where are the dark, dark, you've got the announcements of the team. They're still waiting, laying down, sitting down in the aisle, just waiting for Paige. Man. She never came out. Mm. Never came out.
I thought this was going to come. I thought the story was going to end with she came.
No, a happy ending. No, no happy endings with Trista Crick.
Slowly, one by one, their hope just eviscerated, you know, just kind of disappeared into the ether. And I thought to myself, okay, that's what you get for being that confident.